We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And we just covered this the other day, where experts say eating a slice of pizza is better for you to eat in the mornings now than a bowl of cereal.
God, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Love these experts.
Yeah. Meanwhile, pizza has protein to help sustain you and kick off your day the proper way.
Yeah. And it's just awesome.
But we never talked about the possibility of combining the two.
Pizza cereal?
I say that because a restaurant called Fong's Pizza in Des Moines is going viral right now for their new pizza that uses Kellogg's Fruit Loops as a topping.
Ew.
What?
Oh, it looks so gross.
The pizza.
Which
it's listed on their menu as Loopy Fruits Pizza is being marketed as a breakfast menu item. And it consists of, quote, a sweet cream cheese sauce base topped with mozzarella and, of course, a layer of Fruit Loops along with a drizzle of Greek yogurt and condensed milk on top.
Dude, I am so... Do you guys remember Little Caesar's dessert pizza?
No.
Oh, my God. It is like... It was mind-blowing.
Oh, okay, gosh.
This I'm on board for.
Really?
I mean, I like both a lot. So it's hard for me to hate it.
That's the whole point of dessert pizza.
Well, I don't know.
As you'd expect, people on social media are feuding over whether Fruit Loops pizza sounds interesting or revolting.
Yeah. I will say it sounds interesting.
People are like, oh, fruit doesn't belong on pizza. I'm like, this is fruit with two O's. Okay?
Yeah, it's not real fruit.
Different story.
I think Fruit Loops are revolting just in themselves, personally.
Oh, you know, you're a monster.
Get out.
Leave.
One Twitter user wrote, I take back every bad thing I've ever said about pineapple on pizza. Another person added, we must unite to fight this common foe.
What?
And even DiGiorno's Twitter got in on the action and said, please do not disrespect the word pizza like this.
I say have an open mind. If this pizza wants to be pizza, let it be pizza.
Your body is not going to be thanking you once you put that inside.
But my mouth will.
No, it won't. Fong's Pizza said, we just hope it brings a smile to people's faces, but it definitely has people talking about what pizza creation they might do next.
I mean, I'm already thinking Lucky Charms on this bad boy.
Oh,
and then
Reese's?
Oh, right?
Chocolate drizzle?
What? None of Reese's?
No one's ordering this sober. We can at least all agree on that.
Yeah, I may be morning drunk when I get
there. There you go. If you're interested, go check it out. Now it's time to get into the shot caller question of the day. Yeah. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last. And I got Brooke, the flirty dust bunny fox.
What?
I don't know, but I like it.
All right, Brooke's putting on the shot collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shot collar question of the day.
Today is National Unplug Day, when people are encouraged to turn off their screens for 24 hours to reset and rebalance their life.
So I shouldn't have brought my phone in with me to the studio.
Oh, and if you're watching clips of us on YouTube or the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page, please continue, but afterwards, unplug.
Yeah.
And on the National Unplug website, there's a lot of statistics about which devices we spend the most time looking at, what times of day we check our phones the most. National Unplug experts also recommend the top four things you should do instead of looking at your screen.
Okay.
And some of those recommendations aren't what you might expect. In fact, I'm going to read through a list of activities. Four of them are real recommendations from the website, and four of them are made up, and you have to determine which is which.
Okay.
Here's the list. Travel somewhere, raise chickens, make a list of how you can be better about screen time, drink more wine, restore an old car or boat, sleep more, write some snail mail, or learn how to do stand-up comedy. Four of those are real, four of them are made up. You have to determine which is which.
Okay. So it's interesting when they do these type of lists because some of these are funny, right? And there is a new trend in marketing to be like quirky and get people's attention that way.
Yeah.
You know, so go with the raised chickens because what they're saying is just get a hobby, right?
Yeah.
But they're just being more specific.
I also think chickens are therapeutic. People I know that have chickens, they like to tend to them and, you know, check on their eggs and pet them and name them.
Well, they're all good ideas, especially the drink more wine idea. Fantastic ideas.
I don't think they would be suggesting to drink more alcohol, though. That doesn't seem healthy overall of a lifestyle.
Unless they're being funny, right? Unless they're trying to be funny with this to get more attention.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go what I think would not be on their list.
Okay.
Okay. I do not think restore an old car or boat is on the list.
What about stand-up comedy? Asking people to become stand-up comics.
Learn how to do a stand-up comedy. You'd have to watch YouTube and stuff for it. So it would, like, go against it, right?
How are you practicing on your own?
You have to, like, watch.
What do you think
about? You could ask the comedian in the room. Normally people go to open mics, and a lot of people like to go do that and bring their friends because it's a good activity.
That's a good point.
So a lot of people will try it for the first time or just go watch.
And while they're there, they drink more wine.
There you go.
Really on the wine one. What do you think about making a list of how you can be better?
No.
It just seems so unmotivating.
Make a list of how you can be better about screen time. I'm going to take that off as well.
All right. Yeah. So you need to take off one more then.
You really think Raised Chickens is on it?
Now I'm thinking stand-up comedy's on it. I'm going to take off drink more wine. It's just irresponsible to tell people that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even if it's funny, it's just not a good message.
You don't want to form a habit or something.
So what I'm going to go with that is on the list is travel somewhere. I think they're all good activities, by the way.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Travel somewhere, raise chickens, sleep more, and write some snail mail. That's what I think is on the list.
This might be right.
Today is National Unplug Day, and the National Unplug experts recommend on their website the top four activities that they say you should be doing instead of looking at your screen today. I gave you 8 options, and you had to decide which 4 were real and which 4 were made up. These are the correct ones. Number 4 on the list, write some snail mail.
Okay.
All right.
Who doesn't love getting a letter in the mail from a friend?
Yeah.
You got that correct. Number 3, sleeping more.
Okay.
Oh.
Adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day, and it's the perfect time to catch up. Number 2 on the list was make a list on how you can be better about your screen time.
Oh, boring.
So boring.
Sometimes you need to physically see how much time you waste in the day in order to make a change.
Oh.
And number 1 recommended activity during Unplug Day is to travel somewhere.
So it wasn't chickens.
Didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Not oh, no.
This
oh,
song's
yay.
Annoying.
Okay. It is.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
There you go. That's your...
Or put your phone down. Don't call me. Don't call me. It's your screen time right now.
Those two lines of that song will ruin your entire day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting out of your head now.
That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.